Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Don't forget Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week coming up for the end of the hour. Melanie Gideon is the program manager for UCLA Operation Mend. It's a partnership between the UCLA Health System, Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas, and the VA Greater Los Angeles Healthcare System. The program was started about 6 years ago to help treat military personnel who were wounded, severely wounded during service in Iraq and Afghanistan. It aims to combine the best of the military's resources with the skills of the UCLA Health System and continues to serve as a model for other medical institutions that are interested in helping wounded service members and their family members. Melanie's with us today, plus a patient of the program, Brian Schaefer. I hope I pronounced your name right. Schaefer, thank you, sir. Melanie, let me ask, first of all, there are many services available for wounded veterans of our wars, our recent wars, and probably there should be more. But how does Operation Mend, how did the idea come about, and how is it different from other services offered to our military vets?
Yeah, so what makes Operation Mend unique is that it actually is an official partnership with the military. So many of the nonprofits you hear about all over are actually not partnered with any entity. So we're an official partner, which means that they trust us to help them take care of their service members. So we provide specialty services at UCLA, which UCLA is number 5 in the country for healthcare. So we do specialty, any kind of specialty medical care related to their combat or training injury, as well as reconstructive surgery. As you can imagine, being in LA, we have some pretty great plastic surgeons for some of the facial injuries and hand injuries that come out of our ward.
Job well done so far. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Brian, if I can talk to you for a few minutes, and then I want to, this is a tremendous program, and for those people who might know someone in, who needs something like this, it is operationmend.ucla.edu. There's no waiting list, and there is no cost. So, Brian, you were in the Air Force in 2002 and had both a deployment in Afghanistan and 2 in Iraq. And you were about to be redeployed again. Since we're on in Syracuse, New York, you also were stationed at CONUS at Fort Drum. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And then how did you hear about this program, and what happened, if you can tell us?
Yep, certainly. We were doing a pre-deployment training exercise in California. I was stationed in Alaska at the time, but we were down in California for a month getting ready to head overseas again. And we're out in the middle of the desert, and the Humvee that I was riding in ended up flipping over and ejecting me and fracturing C2, T4, T11, and L5 vertebrae. Had a bilateral pneumothorax.
For people who don't know, those are vertebrae involving the spine. So you had, is it 5 spine fractures?
4. Yes, including a cervical, which is usually often a deadly and very severe one.
Right. So, go ahead. I'm sorry you interrupted.
Yep, I had a bilateral human pneumothorax, which both of my lungs had collapsed and filled with blood, broke 2 ribs, cracked my sternum, broke my shoulder, had a skull fracture, and ended up severing a nerve in my eye. Quite a traumatic experience, as you can imagine.
And you survived.
Yeah, much to every doctor's surprise when I have to go and fill out the history form, I usually end up running out of space about listing previous injuries. And, so ended up, they were able to stabilize me, did a 16-hour emergency surgery with screws and rods to
stabilize. Where was that done?
That was in Loma Linda in California.
So you were in California, and so you got that at a local, if you will, it's not real local to Fort Ord or for, I don't know, where were you at the, you were?
During that training exercise, we were out at Fort Irwin, which the closest city would be, you know, the Barstow area.
Gotcha.
Pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, that was the closest trauma center that they could get me to, and they medevaced me down there at the time on a helicopter and put me in the ICU, got me stabilized. Got my family out there, not knowing what the end result of all this would be, and did a 16-hour surgery to stabilize everything. Spent a couple of weeks in the hospital in the ICU with chest tubes in, and was finally moved down to a polytrauma center in San Diego, the VA down there in their spinal cord ward. Spent about 5 months in the hospital total as an inpatient. Did another 6 months of outpatient therapy in Detroit at the Detroit Medical Center, which specializes in spinal cord rehab, and was finally medically discharged from the military in August of 2009.
And then how did you get to, and by the way, you're not telling part of the story because you also had been taking a college degree course in between your deployments, and you actually graduated with honors, which we'll come back to. But how did you get to Operation Mend then?
Upon discharge from the hospital and being released back into a normal life, if you will, I still had some issues that I knew were existent, but nobody really wanted to tackle them just because I was such an extreme case. And I just thought that the medical care that I had been receiving was very inadequate for dealing with these situations. And I actually met a gentleman named Bill White, who's a very strong advocate for military veterans and veteran issues, who linked me up with the fine folks out at UCLA. This would have been last December around Christmas, and they said, hey, we're going to hook you up with some amazing people that are going to get you fixed and squared away and on the right track to recovery that you should have been years ago. So,
and I should say, this is truly an amazing program with UCLA. So you went to UCLA. Did they bring your family with you?
The first time it was just me out there. We were just doing the assessments, meeting with all the different specialty doctors that would be in my care plan, orthopedics, neurosurgery, TBI doctors, stuff like that. Just to assess everything, so I didn't have my family come out. But I ended up needing a last-minute procedure to test out the hardware to see if it was the issue in my back, and it was. And so they ended up flying a good friend of mine out just to be there with me during the procedure to make sure everything went well.
So one of the things that this program does, in addition to trying to take care of your medical things, is taking care of, if you will, the family and give you support while you're there, family support while you're there as well, which is truly an amazing part of the program in addition. But you got all of the expertise of UCLA.
The doctors were absolutely amazing. They were able, as you can imagine, having been a product of the medical system for the previous, 5 years almost now, I had many questions going into this because I'd been seen by other professionals who I didn't think really met my standard of what I was looking for. And when I met with every UCLA doctor, they were able to answer the questions that I had in my mind before I could even ask them the question. They were just more than amazing. I mean, it's for me, having been around several different hospitals in the country and dealing with different specialties, it just blew me away.
And did you and Melanie meet? How'd you meet?
Yep, we'd been corresponding back and forth, getting everything set up before my initial visit back in February, and through email, phone conversations, whatever, just getting all my questions answered that I had about the program. And then when I was out in L.A. back in February, we finally did meet, and been blown away by everybody that's involved with this program. I mean, they really, truly do care about, getting you rehabbed and back into as much of a normal situation as you can for your disability or your situation.
So. Well, now, let me go. I only get a small outline here, so I'm going to ask you some more questions. Feel free to say I don't want to discuss that or that was going on beforehand or something. You not only have done this, you got your college degree. You received your BA in international relations with a concentration on special operations and low-intensity conflict. I guess you were in a high-intensity conflict situation several times. and you're currently doing a master's degree. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about OperationMend.UCLA.edu.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.